weary travelers, to another stirring nautical yarn.
Yarn, that's funny.
Why is that funny?
Because you're, you know, kind of made of it.
Kind of made of... Haha, very funny. Well, jokes or not, you should pay heed to this tale, because it may just save your life. Listen closely as I tell you the tale of the Beast of Flotsam Bay.
Flotsam Bay? Is that in the Bahamas somewhere? It sounds lovely, in a I-should-get-a-tetanus-shot kind of way.
No, Flotsam is in far darker waters than the Bahamas. Flotsam is off the coast of Old Skull Island, and it's as strange a place as you might see out on the ether. Legend tells that it was a huge battle that started Flotsam. Two rival pirate crews fought brutally, locked in near legendary combat for a full day and night. When the cannons and the clanging of cutlasses were finally silenced, and all the smoke cleared, both ships had lost all their sails, and they were just sitting dead in the water, just staring at each other.
You mean after all that combat, they only managed to hit each other's sails?
Apparently, they were not particularly good shots. Anyway, the crews, in order to save themselves, found it mutually beneficial to lash their ships together, at first as a lifeboat, and then as a home. Eventually, more and more ships lashed themselves onto the rapidly growing floating island, and Flotsam was born. To this day, the topsy-turvy Pirate's Haven continues to grow and thrive, a go-to destination for pirates and scalawags alike.
It sounds like a rough place.
Oh, not really. The pirates of Flotsam actually took up gentler trades, and the place soon became famous as a market where captains could buy or sell goods from just about anywhere without paying taxes. There is not much a pirate couldn't find in Flotsam if he knows where to look. And to this day, pirates and villains who need a place to hide vanish into Flotsam's bewildering maze of decks and cabins.
That sounds fascinating, but what about this beast?
Ah, well, the story of Flotsam is well known. Heck, anybody with a web browser could read all about it online. What them fancy websites don't tell you, though, is a far darker and more sinister tale, and it has to do with a sign, nailed to the sun-bleached wood not far from the Flotsam docks. A sign that says, "Beware the Beast of Flotsam Bay."
A sign, huh? Oh, this should be good.
Some say he was a wee guppy that the child threw in the sea, but now he's eaten so many pirates that he's bigger than a tree.
Did you just rhyme?
His teeth are sharp as razors, and his claws are just like knives. If you think he is ugly, wait till you see his insides.
Okay, enough with the rhyming. You're making this up.
No, it is all true. You've heard of Captain Hook, right?
Sure. Tall guy, scraggly beard, good with kids.
That's him, yeah. Well, he dropped his iPhone overboard in Old Flotsam Bay, and then reached into the water to try to save it.
Then what happened?
Now he's got two hooks and no iPhone.
Oh, really? That could have been anything. A crocodile, even.
Well, you've heard about Blackbeard, right?
Of course, who hasn't? I've heard he's terrifying, especially because of that black beard of his.
Well, he was sailing in Flotsam Bay and saw the creature. Just a glimpse, mind you.
And what happened?
His beard turned snowy white. Not nearly so terrifying now. Kind of looks like Santa.
Oh, come on now, you're making that up. That doesn't seem likely at all.
Still doubt me? You've heard of Easter Island, right?
Where all the original inhabitants mysteriously vanished?
Yep, that's the beast. Flotsam floated a little too close to the shores one day, and... gulp.
I'm pretty sure that's not a real story, ditto.
Real story? Why, that is the real story. A terrible creature that lurks beneath the dark waters of Flotsam. You can hear his moans across the moonless night.
So tell me this, then. Why does that sign look like it's in your handwriting?
What? No, that's... okay. Since it's just you and me, come a little closer if you really want to know the whole story.
Okay.
It was a while ago, when I first arrived in Flotsam, just looking for adventure.
You mean you were lost?
Well, maybe looking for adventure and directions. Anyway, I was in Flotsam and came across Flotsam Bay. There I saw a creature, big, white, with giant mouth and huge fins. It was terrifying.
So the creature is real?
Well, yes, but it was in distress and very sad. It was trapped, you see, in all the crazy ropes and rigging that help hold Flotsam together. I tried for hours, but couldn't budge the creature, which was stuck half in and half out of the water. I did everything I could, but the monster was held fast.
Well, it doesn't seem like it was too dangerous.
Oh no, he wasn't dangerous at all. He just wanted to get away, but I couldn't help him.
Well, why the sign and all the stories, then?
Even though he was trapped, and pretty harmless, he was such a fearsome and monstrous-looking beast that he would have made a great catch for any pirate who wandered by and wanted a fearsome trophy to prove how cunning and awesome he was. So I posted that sign and started the stories. Tales of the vicious man-eating monster they call the Beast of Flotsam Bay.
Well, that's actually kind of a nice story, Ditto. And all this time you've been taking care of the beast and feeding him?
Feeding?
Then how did... You know what? Never mind. I don't really want to know. And so I don't have to think about it anymore. Let's call it an episode.
Okay. You know, it's hard to come up with stuff to talk about when you're really not supposed to talk about stuff.
Join us again next time, where Ditto might tell you about an exciting fishing trip where he didn't actually catch anything.
Hey, no spoilers.
We should just stick to yarn jokes.
That wasn't very funny.
You know they laughed.